I'm Gene Moreno, along with Brent Stevens. F1, a Formula One driver, comes out of retirement to mentor and team up with a younger driver. Brad Pitt is the retired driver. Damson Idris is the younger driver. And, of course, there's some competition between them as well. It's almost like a Rocky thing going on, a Rocky Creed thing going on. But he's mentoring, but it's also a competitive thing.
Yeah, and you know, again, it's about that passing the torch, but maybe also not passing the torch.
Director Joseph Kosinski, he directed Top Gun Maverick, so he knows the genre, you know, action films. And I read that they assembled like a dozen of these miniature cameras and put them in these cars, much more sophisticated, but they had to keep them lightweight.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely the biggest budget movie of the summer.
I think of Le Mans in 1971, Steve McQueen, although those were not F1 cars, but this is like a whole other generation of just putting yourself in the cockpit of these things and whizzing around a track.
Yeah, people are comparing it to Days of Thunder, right? That's another kind of like analog here. Interestingly, I think the movie is really kind of about the re-pitification of Brad, right? Like, I mean, this is the movie where he's seizing back his leading man role.
Yeah, because he's been doing some interesting roles lately, but like he's part of an ensemble group or something, and this is him out front again. These stoic shots, movie shots, that type of thing.
Well, and you know, him with the shirt off, all these kinds of things. There's even a couple of lines that are almost meta. One character in the trailer says something along the lines of, he's not that old, right? That kind of thing.
Right, so, right.
You know, just sort of reestablishing him as the premier movie star that he is.
Yeah, and he's pushing 60 at least. So Javier Bardem is in. He's the Formula One team owner that draws Brad Pitt out of retirement, just wants to win one race. I love Javier Bardem. Last thing is, there's actually rumors now when Jerry Bruckheimer is sort of fanning the flames of a Days of Thunder 2 and maybe even a crossover.
Yeah, so we might be in a whole spate of racing films.